This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I shared with you one of the most moving, beautiful, and enriching experiences of worship I had in some time. The amazing thing was that it happened in a crowded, distraction-filled cross-country flight. It was what I'd call biblical worship. Nothing but what I was studying in the Bible at the time provided incentive to worship. In fact, everything around me was distracting. All of a sudden, biblical truth lit a fire in my heart and tears welled up in my eyes. I was caught up in worshiping God. I imagine this is what happened to Paul as he wrote Romans 11. Suddenly captivated with an awareness of the infinite, incomprehensible greatness of God, he left explaining God's master plan open-ended. God filled his mind and heart. Listen to Romans 11, 33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Something similar happened to Paul and Silas in Philippi in Acts 16. They had been beaten and put into the innermost prison. At midnight, they prayed and sang hymns to God. I'm sure their worship pleased God. It's hard for most of us to imagine this scene, but God met them as they worshiped him, and things began to change for them in dramatic ways. There is power in true biblical worship.